Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound, where we're talking TV today. We're joined in the studio by Peter White, international editor at Broadcast Magazine. On the show today, we'll be talking about talk shows as Netflix presents us with its first dalliance with the genre, Chelsea. Then we'll be getting locked up in an all-female prison in Spain. And finally, a preacher, a vampire and an ex-girlfriend go on a journey to find God. Find out what the punchline is toward the end of the show. All that coming up on the Monocle Arts Review. Do stay tuned. And without further ado, welcome Peter White. Pete, welcome to the programme.
Hi, Rob.
So first of all, we're talking about Chelsea.
Yeah.
A one-name title. Is our presenter well-known enough to carry this off? Talk us through this one.
Well, the artist formerly known as Chelsea Handler.
Yeah.
Possibly not, no, you say that. But Chelsea Handler, you know, she had her show, Chelsea Handler Show, on E! For a few years. You know, is a very US star, although she's been going global in the last few years. She did a series of documentaries where she looked at various sort of global issues, and that aired on Netflix as well. And this is her attempt to do a talk show on Netflix, which is a bit strange because obviously Netflix is known for binging and scripted shows where you don't really have to watch them in the time that they're put up. So it's fascinating to see whether it'll work out. She's doing three a week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So we'll
see. This comes from WTF. This is what all the blurb has been saying. When we say WTF, we mean Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It's kind of a good piece of marketing.
Yes,
maybe
it's for the Twitter generation.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, the show looks really interesting. She is going around the world. You know, she goes to Mexico. There's a killing a Donald Trump pinata in one episode. She goes to Russia in another, and then there's a scene where she sort of becomes a preacher wife. A sister wife where she becomes part of the Mormon faith. So they are obviously trying to
sort of hitting cliches where they hurt.
Yes,
kind of thing.
It's the kind of a bit like the Reggie Yates documentaries on the BBC Three. Not someone you'd necessarily expect to be doing it, but potentially interesting nonetheless. I mean, Netflix has just rolled out into nearly 200 territories, so they do need this to work everywhere. It can't really just be an American play. So it'll be interesting to see if anyone outside of the States knows who Chelsea is.
Well, let's take a little bit of a clip to put it in context. This is Chelsea airing soon on Netflix.
My name is Chelsea, and that's also the name of my new talk show.
I want to find out which one of these girls is pregnant.
I'm going to be on Netflix 3 days a week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
1, 2, 3, see you looking at me.
So who are you guys voting for?
Undecided right now.
What do you mean undecided? You're just not following the election until what? It pops up on Snapchat?
Yeah.
I'm treating this show like the college education I forgot to get.
She sounds like she's coming out fighting Chelsea Handler. So well known, Netflix hope that they can simply call the show Chelsea. Peter White, international editor at Broadcast Magazine, is talking us through these things. Before we leave Chelsea, let's talk about the platform. She's on Netflix. It's a strange thing. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday goes the refrain. Will anyone notice? How does that work? Do they come onto Netflix in the US at Pacific time at a certain time, or are they just floating around? It's a strange thing.
They tend to come out at just a minute after midnight in the territory you're in. So actually, ironically, the States will be one of the last places to get it. But I think that won't really matter in terms of when you wake up. It'll be on your box to watch. It is funny. Netflix is has been going down this sort of non-scripted route. Today they just announced they were doing an ultimate reality competition with Sylvester Stallone, and they were doing it in the States but also in local markets with in South Korea and Brazil and other places. So they obviously see sort of non-scripted TV as the next stage for their move, and Chelsea's part of that, and there's a few other things that cooking formats and things that they're trying out that they just essentially want to replace your TV.
Yes, indeed, I suppose so. And we talked about it being a talk show. Do we have the desk? Do we have guests turning up? I mean, I've seen a lot of some clips of this, a lot of out and about on the street, the gonzo kind of vox pops.
Yeah, they'll do a bit of both because obviously they need to film some of it. It's going to be half an hour, so that's an hour and a half of content each week. So they need to film stuff beforehand, stuff that isn't necessarily timely or time sensitive. And then there will be interviews, and they're going to hope to try and produce it in such a way that they can address such matters. You know, if Donald Trump becomes president, they can talk about it. They don't, you know, not everything is sort of pre-made. So yeah, they're going to be a bit of both. But it's smart to have some stuff in the bag that you can rely on.
Okay, Chelsea's going to be busy. Chelsea Handler's show is on Netflix from the 11th of May. Next, we're going to Spain to talk about Locked Up. Should we go straight ahead and play a clip of this? Let's get into the chilly mood of a Spanish all-female prison.
Esta tipa tiene que entender que una fuga, una reyerta, trae consecuencias muy graves. Para todas.
All right, a clip there from Locked Up. That's just it's a Spanish show that's just been snapped up by Channel 4. Peter Weiss is going to talk us through this one.
Yeah, absolutely. It launches this week, as you say, on Malta Presents, the Channel 4 service, the foreign language thing that people might have seen Deutschland 83 on. It's interesting. It's coming into its second series in Spain, sort of described as sort of Oz meets Orange is the New Black, although perhaps slightly more Oz than Orange. It looks quite nasty. It's quite, you know, action-packed. There's some scenes. There's quite a lot of violence in it. But it's interesting. You know, it's obviously coming on the back of Orange is the New Black female prison drama. So the Spanish company Globo Media made it for Antena Tres, which is the terrestrial broadcaster there. Obviously wanted something set in that world, and it looks pretty neat.
And is this one of those things that kind of benefits from being strung out over a series? I mean, we've just been talking about a chat show on Netflix, something that we kind of probably didn't think we were going to be talking about 2 years ago. Is this one more traditional in its kind of formatting and in the way that it plays out?
Yeah, absolutely. This is very serialized. It's one of those shows that you kind of need to see every episode of. It's the difference, I guess, between your procedurals, where you can sort of dip in and out of your scripted shows, and again with the talk shows, you know, you sort of need to catch it on the week it's out. This is something that, you know, will be box set ready. It will be there. It doesn't really matter if you watch it tomorrow or in a month or a year. It's something that you will probably watch in a short space of time. So yeah, no, it's absolutely. It's the Spanish are doing that in the same way as everyone else.
And we talk all the time, Pete, about whether on this show or on the Culture Show, actually, about formats, about territories in the world that are hot right now. You know, we used to talk in the olden days about Israel being great for game shows. You talk about Scandi Noir and all that stuff. Spain, so rarely, we rarely say that country's name, do we?
No.
So I wonder how big a hit something has to be in Spain before it gets transferred somewhere else.
Yeah, it's interesting. Spain is becoming a sort of little hotter. Grand Hotel came out a few years ago, and that sort of made a lot of people start looking there. And obviously they have their own local scene and their local sector, which churns out, you know, a huge amount of drama, but perhaps we don't necessarily see it on the international stage. But you can see some of those Spanish producers, especially perhaps one eye on Latin America or even in the States with the Hispanic audience, that they're starting to think, if we can put a bit more money into this, we can actually shop this around. And Malta Presents, you know, wants the best stuff from around the world. It's been sold to a few other territories, but obviously someone like that Channel 4 and Malta Presents wants the sort of best of a country, so they will really pick out one or two things each from each territory. And this is obviously something that they've picked out from Spain.
And I suppose it's one of those things, just finally, on Locked Up. I suppose it's one of those things that you can see maybe how well it transfers. I suppose a lot of Spanish stuff is bought by South America, by Latin America, and I suppose then you see how that works. Is that a test bed for things? I wonder if it's seen as such.
I'm not sure, actually. I think it might be the other way around. I think a lot of Spanish content gets bought into Latin America, but perhaps not necessarily. They don't really mind if it's the high-end stuff, or they just need content to fill those channels. So I think the European audience will look a bit differently. They will obviously look for viewers. I mean, this got 4 million viewers in Spain. It was a huge hit, and it's coming back for a second series. So I think it's more about awards. I think it's more about what other European territories might have taken it, and there's a few other examples where they'll look at some of the other markets that are a bit more similar to the UK than perhaps Latin America.
Okay, well, it's interesting stuff, and it makes for an interesting argument. It's called Locked Up, or Vis-a-vis in its original Spanish. It's being shown on All 4 in the UK. The second series is out now in Spain on Antena 3 or Trey. Why not? You know, We've got listeners everywhere. Let's go for it. Next, finally, we're going to talk about Preacher. Now, this is an interesting one, Pete. It's a US vampire drama produced by Seth Rogen. Also, when we queued this up in the beginning, in the top menu of this show, all sorts of genres and different weird things seem to be happening. Shall we take a clip first, then, and see if we can make rhyme or reason, head nor tail of it, afterwards?
Problem is, your daddy's a big fella. He's going to fight back. things will escalate. That's what these things do, they escalate. And violence makes violence, makes nothing much at all.
Preacher! Enough!
Almost done, Sheriff. Is that what you want, kid?
Well, things seem to be escalating indeed. That was a clip from Preacher, and I don't want to steal Peter White's best lines, but we described it in the menu as a preacher, a vampire, and an ex-girlfriend go on a journey to find God.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you'd have been able to come up with that as an idea for a TV show, but it came up as a comic, so actually it makes a lot more sense in that sort of strange world of
Supernatural. It's been storyboarded. Yeah.
It's been storyboarded, absolutely. whether the TV crowd would have came up with that first, I'm not sure. But yeah, Dominic Cooper, the British actor, plays the main guy. The closest thing I can think of comparing it to is from Dusk Till Dawn,
yeah.
The movie rather than the TV series. And it's a really interesting one. It's on AMC, which is the channel that is known for Breaking Bad and Mad Men. And a lot of the comic book adaptations that we've had out of the States have tended to be on the main broadcast networks, your NBCs and your Foxes, which can't really show violence, can't really show the same things that, you know, they're similar to the sort of blockbuster movies that you get at the moment, that, you know, they're very PG, or certainly for, you want to drag in a younger crowd. So this is trying to pull in that sort of cool cable crowd, that the slightly older, slightly ABC One, they like a bit of violence, they like a bit of nastiness. So this is one of the first sort of DC comic adaptations to really sort of go for that world.
And it's maybe one of those things that sort of ironizes a genre,
yeah,
kind of takes the mickey out of a genre, but actually sticks to all the conventions of that genre also. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. In same way as, you know, Tarantino films do that, and you know that Seth Rogen is a big comic book fan, so you can see that he'll have loved this, but he'll also be wanting to sort of do that in a way on TV that hasn't necessarily been done. You're playing with the form a little bit.
I mean, from what you've seen, is this a winner? Is this something that's going to be on the white box set list?
Yeah, as you say, it's very knowing. It doesn't take itself too seriously, and it's quite gory. And Dominic Cooper is great. Yeah, the first episode that I've seen is fantastic, so I definitely recommend it.
Nice. That is Preacher, and that's premiering on AMC on May the 22nd. Before that, we talked about Locked Up. That's on All Four in the UK. And we started off by talking about Chelsea. That's out on Netflix from the 11th of May. That brings us to the end of today's show. Thank you very much to my guest, Peter White. You've been listening to The Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. This show is produced by Holly Fisher. Join us again at the same time tomorrow when we're going to be getting bookish. But for the time being, from me, Robert Bound, thanks for tuning in.